In the organizing the symposium, working with Chris, we had very similar thoughts when Mary Stromberger had requested some suggested titles and subject matter areas for this symposium. And Chris and I had some very similar ideas, some very significant challenges, I think, in keeping with the theme of the overall meeting to address, and managing microbial communities, I think, is kind of came at the top of the list. We went through the titles and a number of different title renditions, and I think in one of the final title, it was condensed down, but it eliminated conventional and sustainable farming as well as the other types of farming practices. So we shouldn't ignore by any means conventional, the potential for managing microbial communities in conventional and transitional, well, conventional and sustainable types of systems, especially since those systems are really the dominant forms of agriculture worldwide. So in my talk, I just wanted to present some of the significant challenges before us in managing microbial communities. And if we look at the kind of a spectrum, if you will, of philosophies with regard to managing individual organisms, let alone whole communities or functional communities of microorganisms, that on one end of the spectrum we have emphasis is basically on feeding the crop. You put the nutrients out there, the crop will take it up and do just fine. There may be microbial inoculants added. In fact, that's a trend that is doing some increasing even within conventional agricultural systems, to adding microbial inoculants or supplements to help with root growth and nutrient uptake. But generally, microorganisms are considered a problem, either in with regard to nitrogen loss or competitor for crop nutrients in general. So one end of the spectrum really is that you manage plant pathogens, but not much else, other than maybe rhizobium or something. But on a community concept, that just isn't really envisioned. On the other end of the spectrum, the approach is feeding the soil. And if you take care of the soil, everything else will fall into place. Usually microbial inoculants are not added, again, because the assumptions are that if you improve soil management practices, that, again, the organisms will do what they need to do for efficient crop production. As we all know, there is a lot more to that. So we should bring these systems together, the ideas together, the philosophies together, and see what is the best way to manage microbial communities, what are the best strategies and practices developed to take care of the crop, the yield, and the environment. So some considerations to take is to, with regard to microbial management strategies, is to monitor microbial functions at different stages of crop development and nutritional requirements. So closely related to that is that develop practices to manage these desired functions that coincide with these stages of crop development. So we know that microbial functions, community structure changes as the crop goes through physiological developmental changes. And so just looking at what's happening at the beginning or end of the cropping cycle is probably not sufficient. Also need to identify management strategies that have applications across multiple types of farming operations. So the full spectrum I talked about, need to develop strategies across all of those. And we need to consider the practical and economic aspects. So any management strategies should have applications in multiple ag systems. So what are the significant challenges before us as a group, before all of us actually accomplishing microbial community management. Question is if that is in fact possible. So first of all is what to measure. You can't manage something if you can't measure it. You need to know what you're looking at, and any strategy that's developed, you have to be able to determine is it successful or not. Different options to measure, of course, biomass, functions of microbial communities, or even multiple individuals within the communities. Metabolites are basically what it's probably going to be, is combinations of all of these. And when do you take these measurements? Pre-plant, the beginning of the cropping system, critical stages after it's after the crop's taken off the field, just multiple times. And I think that's the answer, that we should be taking measurements throughout the cropping cycle, again, to coincide with whatever strategy is developed or applied, that you should be able to measure those changes understand them through what's going on throughout the cropping cycle. And there'll be different strategies developed at these different stages of crop development. So again, standardization of the measurement methodologies. They need to be consistent and applicable to multiple agricultural systems, so you can compare them and learn where they will or will not function. And obviously, strategies are going to be developed. Different strategies will be developed for different agricultural systems. There's going to be no one strategy is going to be able to apply to all of them, but there should be measurement methodologies developed that will be consistent across the different ag systems. So then, if we develop measurement strategies or develop measurement methodologies and develop strategies to apply to these different agricultural systems, what are we going to relate this to? What's going to be the measurement or parameter or goal that we select to determine if, in fact, these strategies are doing what they were intended to do? And obviously, there's going to be multiple goals: improved yield, reduced disease, improved soil fertility and structure, increased microbial resiliency, and there's a lot of questions on what that really means too. But also environmental impacts, fertilizer use efficiency. There's a number of different measurable goals that there should be multiple goals, I think, with each agricultural system. And I think the important and probably one of the biggest challenges is that if measurement or if strategies are developed to manage or enhance microbial community functioning, again on the community level, that they have to be adaptable and adoptable by the grower themselves. So it has to fit into or be compatible with existing cultural practices, and really shouldn't impose any significant cost or risk to the grower. So the economics really come into play, as well as all the other philosophical or environmental considerations. The grower has to make money, and any strategy has to work. So as I said, I just wanted to kind of present some of these challenges, concepts anyway, early on, some to think about while our subsequent speakers give their presentations, because they're the ones that are out in the field right now and have developed some of these strategies, and we'll look at all of those. Again, keeping in mind that they should be applicable to conventional as well as organic and sustainable systems. So with that, as I said, I just want to give a brief introduction, so I have some time left. So I don't know if there's anybody that wants to add any or recognize any additional challenges for this. We can discuss that at this time. We have a few more minutes before the next speaker.